Parenting Magazine, number one time for web searches for the term science fair project is January. Millions and millions and millions of people search. So it's a great time for kids. It can pull your hair out if you're a parent, you know, right, yeah. And you're sitting there going, oh, what do you mean it's science fair time? And unfortunately, a great thing in school is turning out to be something that is a dread sometimes. Sometimes people dread having to do it. Yeah. It becomes like work when it should be this great time of exploration. So what do people do? They turn to 9news.com and they say, I remember when Mark and Steve did this thing here.
Yeah, because it was so
Steve
cool.
Steve took this
yeah.
powder. Remember when he took that powder?
Oh, yeah.
And then he did this and he lit it on fire and then he went like that and created this huge fireball. This will be a great science fair project.
Eyebrows and most of a tie gone last time.
And then a sense of responsibility comes over somebody and they say, we're not doing that. And so they run over to this and they say, ah, I remember that. Remember when Cobra picked up the beach ball?
Oh, yes.
So remember when we did a floating beach ball? Perfect science fair project, right?
Well, the kids
this
love
is it.
It. Yeah.
This is it. Ready, catch, ready, set, go. And then you go, no, I need more than that. And
yes.
so the kid grabs this and puts the toilet paper on
this
and
is
says,
really good.
This
yes.
is how, Kobert said, this is how you do a teepee. Remember that?
Whoa.
This is perfect. This is a great way to do it. Oopsie.
Oh, oops,
well, we're going to have to get that down for the old segment.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry,
so,
Bobby.
So then all of a sudden that was a problem for, I can't even get it down. And then they said, oh, you know what we need to do is we need Alka-Seltzer. That's what it was.
Well, this was a
we
good
had to
oh,
do
yeah,
Alka-Seltzer.
Really good.
And then we put this here and somehow we dropped an Alka-Seltzer inside.
And we capped it.
And somehow this is going to be the science experiment that every kid in the world is going to want to do. And I'm here today to plead with parents, please don't do this, because these are not science fair projects.
These are demonstrations,
and there's a huge difference. And so we've spent a lot of time on the website trying to tell kids and parents the difference between a science fair project and a demonstration. In the short time that we have, I'm usually doing a quick little demo.
Yeah.
And so this should be a time for parents to be able to get with kids and say, you know, I love that thing with the film canisters. I don't know how to turn it into a project.
Right.
So we've done some things here. If you go to 9news.com and you're going to go to the on-air tab and you're going to go down to Spangler, it's going to take you a link right here. This is our science fair page. And we're trying to outline some things for parents to do and some ways for them to be able to put it together. And then if you scroll down to the side and you jump over to the next one, you can kind of see what happens next. We've actually taken an experiment for you and tried to run the process all the way through so that you can really see what it looks like. There's a whole section here called demonstrations versus experiments. What we're doing today are demonstrations. All you have to do is some pretty simple things. I call them the three C's, and I tell parents all the time to change, create, and compare. So take something that we did. Like the flying beach ball, change it somehow and say, I wonder if a football will work. Test it out, compare the results, and now all of a sudden we're starting to get kids to think, and that's the whole object for the science fair project. Take a look at this one here. This is the one with the film canister. So if you liked doing the film canister that popped, then go to the website and take a look at it, but that's not the science fair project. Now we need a variable. We're going to change maybe different brand of Alka-Seltzer. Maybe we're going to change and put something on the top of it, but we're going to change it in some way that kids start to think. And so science fair time is not a difficult time, but parents need to work with kids, jump in and do one of the fun things because it gets the creative juices flowing. Change, create, compare. You got yourself the basics of a good science
project. More of an experiment and less of a demonstration.
No demonstration, experiment. Start with the demonstration, play with it, turn it into an experiment. Okay.